Welcome to Blindspot, an audio podcast series about forensic science and the role forensic experts play in our judicial system. The name Blindspot comes from the fact that forensic experts can see and hear what laypersons cannot. Forensic experts reveal the blind spot in court using their experience and expertise as forensic scientists.
Welcome to episode 3 of Blindspot. This episode is about the forensic report. The examples that I'll use today about combining forensic sciences and forensic clues to help develop and process a case for trial are a very important part of the forensic report. The forensic report must document all of the steps the forensic expert took in order to arrive at the conclusions and opinions the forensic expert will testify about. Analyzing all information and determining what processes to use are typical for most forensic investigations. Forensic accountants, for example, may find a clue in a bank statement, then they have to rely on a computer forensic expert to help locate the information and connect the computer owner to the bank statement clue. Combining these forensic sciences and clues is very common in forensic investigations. I use audio and video forensics in combination quite often. The publicized shooting of a Kansas City firefighter on his wedding night by an off-duty Kansas City police officer is an example where I combined forensic sciences in order to bring out the facts of the shooting. I was given a cell phone video recorded by a witness that included both sight and sound. The video included much of the confrontation between the two men, but not the entire confrontation. I could hear the dialogue between the two men in the cell phone audio. One of the first things I did after I loaded the cell phone video into Premiere Pro was to develop and process the audio portion of the video to better hear the words spoken. Next, I loaded a second video that I was given, which was recorded on a closed-circuit television system from across the street in a parking garage. The closed-circuit video had no audio. Once I was finished processing and developing the audio portion of the cell phone video, I decided to add the dialogue words on the screen so that the viewer could better understand through sight and sound the dialogue exchange between the officer and the firefighter. This was key into understanding the series of events as they occurred. Then I synchronized the two videos together so that the viewer could see and hear all of the events as they occurred in both recordings. This technique of combining multiple forms of forensic sciences is a very powerful method of forensics. The end result is what is referred to as a demonstrative video exhibit. Demonstrative evidence is very important, and it's very effective in court, and it portrays what the attorneys are trying to communicate to the judge and jury much more powerful than just testimony. One of the most important aspects of the demonstrative evidence is the report that accompanies it. The forensic report shows all of the steps that the forensic expert took in order to create that demonstrative piece of evidence. That way, any other forensic expert with similar credentials could go back and recreate that piece of demonstrative evidence by following the report. The report is also valuable as the forensic expert testifies in both the deposition and at trial. It's the map of the work that the forensic expert did to arrive at his opinions and conclusions. Let's chat now with Chicago trial attorney Sean Warner about the importance of the forensic report. How important is the forensic expert report in a litigation?
Vitally important. And sometimes I think it goes underappreciated. What it does two things. The report does two things. One, it outlines the exact issues as the expert sees them, gives the experts basis for those, and supporting documentation. The reason it becomes that part of the outline becomes important is because an expert can be sitting in a deposition for 3 to 5 to 7 hours. And you can't expect them to remember every intricate detail about what they're going to testify. And a lawyer could go over 3 opinions and there may be six opinions there and say, have we talked about everything? And without your report and the outline in front of you, you may not know what you have covered and what you haven't. It also tells the other side, listen, here's the support for what I'm telling you. It's strong. Look at it. So those are the two aspects that report becomes very important for.
Excellent. Do you have any thoughts or input on the ingredients of a great forensic report?
A great forensic report, is one that it normally should start out with recanting the facts and the documentation that supports those facts. Because remember, a lot of times an expert may be reading 20 or 30 depositions. And if Bill Smith said something that supported a fact, the light was green, on page 76, line 4 of his deposition. If the report says on page 76, line, it says Bill, the light was green, Bill Smith, page 76, line 4, in the deposition, everything goes smoother when the facts are supported by the testimony that backs it up, because nobody has to go looking for it. It's right there. You can go right to the page line and line number. So the factual aspect is important. Then the part that lays on top of that for a forensic person is they have to opine. They opine or have opinions on those facts relating to ultimate issues in the case at times. So in an accident reconstruction case, the facts may be the point of impact was at the door, the speed was 30 miles an hour. The ultimate decision is based on that speed and that time, the car would have spun to the left or right, is my opinion. You know, so what you're looking for is support for the opinions, and that support well-documented and easy to find for the expert in the report. And lastly, you're looking in that report for authoritative work that supports it. So if there's an article that says this is what happens or that is what happens if the car is hit at this angle, then you'd have the articles to support it. But those are the ingredients you're looking. Many times you don't have articles that support your opinion directly because it would be very difficult and it'd have to be a very narrow issue for that to happen.
Got it. Every situation's different, of course.
Correct.
Great. This concludes this episode of Blind Spot. If you subscribe to this podcast, you'll be notified of future episodes as they're produced. We welcome your comments and questions at primoforensics@gmail.com. Thanks for listening.